Hello, children, parents, and friends, everyone, large and small. Today I have chosen an interesting part for you from the book of Yobani. And because some of you may not know yet who Yobani is, I'm going to introduce her to you again. Yobani is a sister of heaven to all of us, we might say an angel from the kingdom of God. She teaches the spirit children in heaven and gives them advice for their development. And she also cares for the children on the earth and wishes to teach them as well. But as an angel, she does not have our human voice, and thus we cannot hear her words. But there is a person on the earth who for many years has translated the language of the heavens, the word of God our Father, the word of Christ our Redeemer and Heavenly Brother, and also the words of Yobani during the last almost 50 years. And this person is our sister Gabriele. God calls her his prophetess and emissary, and she has meticulously written down everything she translated in many, many books. Some of these books are the three volumes of Yobani for the children here on earth. They are given for a very special school, which is called the New Jerusalem School for Another Time, under the sign of the Christ of God, the love for God and neighbor. And Yobani is our teacher. The schooling that I have chosen for us today has the title, The Love of Our Father, and it is the Father in heaven, God. Isn't it strange that although this great loving spirit is all around us, we often don't even notice it. It is almost like the fish who wonders why he cannot see the water. But why is this so? Let's hear what Yobani wants to say to us. The great love of our Father has given us everything that belongs to him, the great God. So we may receive and care for everything lovingly, because it is also a part of us. Not only your doll, the doll's buggy, or the teddy on the windowsill, not only the stuffed animals or the pets belong to you. You should lovingly care for everything that is, because it is also a present of the Father to you. So not only your doll or your pet, the doggy or kitten that your parents gave you, should be taken good care for. Since God, our loving Father, has given you everything from his great heart, you, we all of us, are called upon to take good care of everything around us, of all the plants, all the animals, even the minerals and stones. They all need and deserve our benevolent care, just like our personal dolls and pets. Yobani continues, however, we do not want to possess animals and plants. Instead, we may recognize them as a part of our love, because the way we love is how the animals and plants will approach us. They radiate into our heart and tell us that they are a part of us. Even if, for example, the bird is flying and is far away, it radiates into our heart and says, I love you. If we accept and respect the animals, recognizing them as God's creatures too, and approaching them without fear or bad intentions, the animals lose their shyness and show us that they want to be our friends. They will then no longer be afraid of us. Have you ever experienced that too? For instance, a bird on the windowsill that said hello through the window? And wasn't that an especially deep feeling of joy and connection? These are really very special experiences that you won't soon forget. In such a moment of connection, did you feel a little that this smaller or also larger animal was a part of you, as Lyubany describes it to us? That feeling is like a greeting from heaven, isn't it? Lyubany says, "And the more you love all animals, all human beings, all beings, plants and stones, the nearer they are to you, because they shine on you and tell you, 'You, dear human child, we love you.'" Dear child, it is wonderful to be loved by everyone, but that is only possible if you love everyone yourself. 30 years ago, Lyubany explained this to us. That's a long time, isn't it? But have we people on this planet Earth come to understand, as Lyubany explains, that all of us human beings, animals, plants, and even stones are a part of us? Don't you think we could start today and become aware of this? Especially you children and youngsters who hear about Lyubany for the first time. Just imagine what could happen on Earth if we all followed the golden rule which says, "What you want others to do to you, do that first to them." We can practice this not only with people in the family or in school, but also with the animals, with trees, flowers, with stones, with everything that surrounds us. I have to admit that it is sometimes difficult, but it is up to us to decide in what kind of world we want to live in tomorrow and how we will behave, even if sometimes we feel treated unfairly. Do we want a just world where neither people nor animals must suffer and nature is healthy? It's up to all of us each day to help develop that. Are you wondering how to do that? But let's read what Lyubany wants to say about this. To love means not to do any harm to the animals. To love means to feel joy in their beautiful colors and forms. To love means to feel joy when you see the bird flying, the sparrows twittering, the fishes cutting capers in the water, the deer springing about in the woods, and the rabbit hopping across the field. When the parakeet sings and the cat meows, the dog loudly barks and the cricket softly chirps. That is love. If you feel happy with the flowers shining in the sunlight, with the branches moving in the wind, with the many forms of the stones that are lying or standing motionless on the ground, but which nevertheless are alive, my child, that is love. And this love, which we can feel in us, is the love of our Father, God. I think it's such a beautiful explanation of Lyubany about the love that is everywhere, and it is everywhere in abundance. So let's turn off the television, put the cell phone away, and shut down the PlayStation. Let's go out into nature and feel God's love for us. It is always there, and it is everywhere. And step by step, we can learn to love in the same way, too. We are the ones who decide the course of our life and how we behave toward our neighbor, Mother Nature, and the animals. You know, I'm already looking forward to the next time when I continue reading from Lyubani's teachings and we can discover new things together. I'm sure that it will be interesting again. I would say, let's practice and try out what we've heard today. I will. Will you? Okay then, until next time, take care and goodbye.